flow and which way the magnetic field generated by this falling loop, which way will that magnetic field point? And so the force on the loop, remember, like poles, two north poles together are going to repel, and a north pole and a south pole together are going to attract. The force on the loop due to the bar magnet does what? Points to the right, points to the left, points upward, or points downward. And again, let's take 50 seconds, because we don't have a lot of time. Chat with your neighbors and see if you can figure out which way that force is going to point. To the right, to the left, up, down. Vote. There's not much discussion. Usually the room is very noisy at this point. All right, so let's check last night. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot again. These are the explanations from last night. And here's what it looked like last night. We often have responses a little bit like this. Not too many people voted here, but where it's fairly uniform. So it's clear that the students didn't really get the idea, right? And so today, somewhat better. So the correct answer is in fact C. We noticed that some people voted for E here. students sometimes do that to comment on my work. All right. So, the correct answer is in fact C, and I want to show you a demonstration now. I have, you want to scoot around? Yeah, I have a bar magnet here. It's actually an electromagnet. And the people that I work with have actually taken a few of the windings out so that we don't send this through the ceiling. So I'm just going to put this loop on here. I'm going to suddenly increase the magnetic field going through the loop. And I will see this repulsion. I'll see the force repelling. It's okay, Skip, you're safe.
Okay, then. I'm using Ken here.
You didn't put the garbage can beside the new trustee yet.